Good morning. What do you make of those comments from one of your opponents? Mr. James says that he disagrees with that ban.
Well, I think Craig's a nice guy, but quite frankly, he's wrong. I think marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's why when I went into the legislature as lieutenant governor in 2003, I passed legislation called the Defense of Marriage Act, which in Texas, marriage can only be between a man and a woman. And then in 2005, to make sure that a subsequent legislature doesn't change their minds, we passed a constitutional amendment.
Right.
So under the Texas Constitution, as a result of my pushing these two bills through in 2003 and 2005, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Yeah, what it sounded like to me was, and unfortunately I don't have the audio right here, but what he said to me was that he does agree that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's just not the government's business. It sounded to me like a libertarian argument.
Well, I understand. I understand that, but I think from an official point of view, to promote marriages and families, that was the right decision to say that if you want to get married, it's got to be a couple, a man and a woman. If a non-heterosexual couple, that's up to their. That's up to them, but
sure.
But marriage is between a man and a woman. I think it's from the origins of the Bible, and this is a Christian nation, this is a Christian state, and that's what we were reflecting.
Of course, and that's a state issue here. Washington State, and we are going to talk about other things, by the way. No, you want to get to other things, but Washington State, Washington State passed a bill that says that they can have gay marriage there. We have a ban on it here, and you're running for federal office, and some have said we ought to have a complete ban federally on gay marriage. That's something that's been talked about. Where do you stand on that? Is it a state issue, or should the feds say no, you can't have gay marriage, and we should have maybe a constitutional amendment at that level?
Scott, I think it's a state issue, and at least in the state of Texas, overwhelmingly the voters supported not only our passing in 2003 the bill that said marriage in the state of Texas can only be between a man and a woman, but they also supported the constitutional amendment, which was passed in November of 2005, if memory serves. But I think this is a state issue. I wouldn't be opposed to it on the national level, but I think it's really a state issue.
Why are you running for Senate? The question comes up because, and this is all sort of only kind of flippant, you've got a really good gig. You're the lieutenant governor of Texas. According to the Constitution of the state, you're one of, if not the most powerful person in this state. Why wouldn't you want to keep doing that?
Scott, excellent question. I reached a point earlier last year that I was just fed up, sick and tired with what's going on in Washington. I couldn't take it any longer. In Texas, Scott, over the last 8 years, there's no ducking, there's no hiding, there's no kicking the can down the road. That's not my personality anyway. I'm a career, lifelong businessman. And as business people, we like to get things done. We feel urgency. And when we come into the legislature for 140 days, we got a lot to do in a short period of time.
Right.
And here last year, Scott, we cut $14 billion out of our spending, $7 billion a year. And the United States Senate can't agree on 22 or 23 cuts. That's worse than embarrassing. It's shameless. But the reason I'm in this race is because Barack Obama has been trampling on our Constitution, our freedoms, and our rights, and his policies are threatening to kill the American dream.
Let me ask you about that specifically. I've got to take a quick break here. Talking with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst here on News 92 FM.